scared the crap out of us on the north end. Then he started to land on the other side of us, and there was a couple of trucks there. He damn near hit a big red dually, and he hopscotched over him and landed on the runway anyway.
Okay, did you get a call sign of the aircraft?
Yes, sir, I've got it. I've got the pilot's name is James Inhall. The fuselage number is N115EA, and he's parked here. He come over here, started raising. What the hell is this? I'm supposed to have unlimited airspace.
Yeah, because I did ask the controller after we hung up, and he said that he talked to the pilot, and he let him know about the NOTAMs, and that he said he had them, and that he switched them over to advisory frequency, and that was the last he heard from him.
Well, he landed right in the middle of us, and I've got a list of witnesses. I've got about 10 people who was out on the runway, scared the death out of us, and then some people that were up here at the hangar, which is real close to where the red truck was coming up the runway. And that boy pulled over. I think he actually wet his britches. He was scared to death. I mean, hell, he started trying to head for the side of the runway. I mean, the guy, the pilot, could see him. I should have been able to. He was right on him before he could.
Yeah.
And
let me, and you said you had his name. What was his name again? James what?
James Inhall. They tell me he's a senator from Oklahoma.
James Inhart.
Inhall.
How do you spell it?
Oh, I spell that I-N-H-A-W.
I-N-H-O-F-E.
I-N-H-A-W.
Inhall. Okay. But let me get you to him real quick, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on.
Mr. Boyd. From working at Port Isabel, 115 Echo Alpha landed right in the middle of them doing their work on runway 1317. They damn near killed somebody out there.
And he just simply told him that he gave him the NOTAMs and all of that, and that he had them.
And he's got his name and everything.
Okay.
Mr. Boyd.
Well, Mr. Boyd, this is Lee Williams.
This is who, sir?
Lee Williams. I'm the quality assurance specialist, or, you know, one of the specialist here.
Okay. This first time, as much work as I do on airports and runways, and it's the first time I've ever had this.
Well,
and
we're going to...
Scared the hell out of us. Scared me real bad. Hell, I was... I pulled my blue truck over to the side of the runway.
Based on what I've been told so far, it sounds like something we don't want to have happen again, and that's the way I want to approach it.
Well, no, we don't want it to happen again. Anyway, the guy's name is James Inhall. It's I-N-H-O-L-P.
Okay.
The number, his number on the plane is N-115-E-A.
Okay.
And he knew about the NOTAM. He knew the runway was closed. We had about 6 trucks on the runway. And we also had a whole bunch of men out there cutting glues, cutting out all the bad material and things with mechanical saws.
Okay.
Okay, he started to land on the north end. He just went right over a huge yellow X. And he was coming down right in the middle of us, and we finally, somebody noticed us waving at him, I guess. A guy by the name of G.W., was standing right in the middle of the runway, and he started waving his arms. And
okay, at that point,
he skyhopped over us. Or hell, I mean, not gonna sit on his feet.
So he was, his wheels were down before he got to y'all, and then he landed again after he went over y'all.
He went over us, and he come on down the runway, and we had a big red dooley out there in the middle of the runway, and one guy saw cutting on that. On the southern half of the runway, and he just started to land, jumped up, went right over him, and landed right behind him.
Okay.
He was determined to land on that runway, come hell or high water, evidently. Let me put you on the phone here with the guy in charge of the airport here.
Okay, please, thanks.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah, just a little background. First of all, I got over 50 years flying three tours in Vietnam.
Okay.
The FBO manager, 23,000 hours. I can assure you I have never seen such a reckless disregard to human life in my life.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
There's nothing needs to be done. This guy is famous for these violations.